This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, it is a Monday morning. It's a cold day out there, as I just heard Kim say a few minutes ago. A little frost. I knew it was chilly because I stood outside and watched the Super Bowl last night for part of the game. We had a fire going outside and a big TV set up in a garage at my friend Jim's house, and we watched the devastation of the Kansas City Chiefs firsthand. But I knew it was cold. I didn't realize how cold it was till I walked out this morning. It's in the 20s. And you're going to be dealing with a little bit of frost if you park your car outside, so just know that going on. I've been watching the weather forecast, and it looks like even Dave Murray's a little nervous about Wednesday. I'll have to tell you that. He's not the alarmist type, and he won't give any accumulation numbers, but he is a little he when he describes a weather event as interesting, that's generally an indication that he's a little worried about it. So maybe we try to get Dave on here tomorrow and talk to him about that tomorrow morning and see what he's expecting for Wednesday. I don't know. Kim, did you watch any football last night?
Yeah, I mean, I watched most of it. It was kind of pathetic.
Oh, my goodness. It was just a gut punch, wasn't
it? My husband was rooting for the Eagles, so he was happy. I think a lot of people, even if they're former Chiefs fans or whatever the case may be, are just kind of sick of the Chiefs winning it. So they were looking for a different team. And I remember Tom Ackerman predicting the Eagles would win. I think a lot of people were betting on them winning.
Mike Martz said a Friday right here on the show that he thought the Eagles were the stronger team. And boy, did that show last night. It just in every aspect of it, they just dominated. And I haven't seen a Super Bowl that lopsided in a long time, or that insulting to Drake. I will say that the halftime show, on Twitter, on X, if you say that the halftime show was the worst halftime show in the history of the Super Bowl, you are a racist. That's what I got. I went on Twitter and I went down that hole this morning, and I started following all the posts where everybody pointed out, like me, that was one of the most, I don't know, unwatchable halftime shows I've seen in all the halftime shows I've seen. And the general reaction online was, well, you're just an old white guy, and you don't understand. So, I don't know. Was it that bad? I thought it was awful.
I don't like Kendrick Lamar. I think his lyrics are atrocious. I don't really like a lot of rap music, so that's not my cup of tea. I could not have named one song that he sang before last night. My family and I were like, who is Kendrick? I've heard of the name, but my brothers-in-law were like, who's Kendrick Lamar? Like, no one really knew of this guy. I thought it was trash. And it's ironic, the whole racist thing, because it's like, this doesn't bother me, whatever, but it was like, you know, every single dancer on the stage was black. That's fine. But if you had all white people, you know what people would then be saying on social media was like, clearly it's white privilege and they're racist and they didn't want any black people on the stage. Like, it's just all lopsided.
Yeah. Well, it happened. And I don't know. Maybe that's it, Kim. Maybe you've kind of hit the nail on the head there. I don't like rap music, and maybe that had something to do with it. I can't always understand the lyrics, and I just don't appreciate it. SZA, is that her name? Did I pronounce it correct?
Yes.
She sang. She's got a beautiful voice. I mean, that part of it was, there was a little bit of singing in there. Most of the rest of it was just talking. I just don't enjoy it.
My son, Easton, loves to dance so much. And it was funny. I got a video of him and none of us are enjoying it. We're all tuning it out. I didn't even know SZA was part of it. I couldn't pick her out of a crowd. I couldn't name a single song she sings. I'm sure I've heard her songs, but couldn't tell you one right now. But Easton was dancing to Kendrick Lamar. That can't be good. But the kid dances and any sort of music that comes on, that kid's dancing.
This younger generation, I remember when my uncle was mad at the Beatles. So maybe that's it. Maybe we just don't get it.
I was at a party with a lot of 20-year-olds yesterday.
Yes, Carl.
Children of the people that were hosting the party. Okay. And they said, "You don't like country music." And I said, "No." And she said, "You'd feel the same if it was Morgan Wallen and Cody Johnson, because you wouldn't like any of the songs and you wouldn't know them and you'd think they sucked too."
That's not true. That's not true. I listen to some country music. Some of it's forced on me because my daughter listens to it. So not that I don't hate it, and I can't understand the words. So generally speaking, I would have been happier with Morgan Wallen or one of the country stars. Even Beyonce singing country might have been better than last night.
And with country, like, I understand. Yeah. I love country, and I understand people make fun of it because all the country music artists sing about the same thing, you know, having a drink or heartbreak. It's very predictable.
Losing their dog and their
truck. Right, right. But at least their lyrics are cleaner. If you go and look at the breakdown, I know I harp on this a lot, but I seriously think this is so bad. It's just so indicative of where society is going. You go look at some of Kendrick Lamar's or other rap music's lyrics, they're just awful. And kids are looking up to these people and singing them and probably, hopefully, not realizing what they're even saying because they're terrible.
Potentially. I don't know. But anyway, horrible halftime show and not a great game. My buddy Jeff is up already this morning, believe it or not, on his way to work out. Good luck, my friend. It's really cold outside. They're going to exercise outside. And he said that he got so bored he went to bed not long after the – he didn't watch halftime and he went to bed before the game was over. So good for you. I don't know. We still got a lot of good stuff to get to this morning. The president spoke last night to Brett Baer during the Super Bowl, I guess just before the Super Bowl. We got some of those comments this morning. He knows how to keep them on their toes because they're melting down. Let's put it that way. We'll talk to Hans von Spakovsky next hour. We are going to do our real or fake news quiz a little bit later to see so I can pick the music next time around. And Haley Hercules is going to join me this morning at about 7:35. She is a mother. She's in the Fort Zumwalt school district, and she says that the school district has gone too far with co-ed bathrooms, and we're going to get her point of view on that this morning at about 7:35. Ackerman in here later. We'll see what he thought about the Super Bowl performance of the Chiefs last night. It's all coming up here in just a couple of minutes. First, though, Carl, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
And now you're a champion. How does that feel?
You know, God is good. He's greater than all the highs and the lows. And
yeah, there you go. Jalen Hurts speaking about his faith. One of his first reactions to winning the Super Bowl. I thought that was pretty impressive last night. I don't know much about the guy, but I admire him for that.
I've instructed him go into education, go into military, go into other things as we go along. And they're finding massive amounts of fraud, abuse, waste.
Yeah. Elon Musk is like the kryptonite to the left. They see him coming, and they lose their power. They don't know what to do. They're screaming like little babies lost in the wilderness. And I have to say, it's quite enjoyable.
I think the single dumbest phrase in military history is our diversity is our strength. I think our strength is our unity.
Wow. Wow. That's our Secretary of Defense. Isn't it great when you get a little common sense back in government?
I have to go with Kansas City. It's going to be just a great game.
Whoa. That was shocking. What's that buzzer sound, Carl? Did you add the sound effects?
Yes, he was wrong on both of those things.
I know. So I don't know why the president would have chosen Kansas City. Maybe other than the fact that the family out there, was it Casey Hunt? Was that her name? The daughter of the the wife of the owner? Now?
Oh, I don't know.
She was pretty vocal in her support for Trump during the election.
Yeah, I know the wife was, is all I know. You're saying the daughter?
I thought it was the daughter, but I could be. I don't know. One of the Hunts was supportive of Trump, so maybe that's why he chose the Chiefs. I mean, I picked them, but I said when I got to the party, I'm a little nervous about this because everybody that I've talked to who knows football said that the Eagles have a better running game. They have a better defense. They have, and then lo and behold, the Chiefs went out and got their tails kicked.
I'm sure the Bills were watching that game thinking, really? Like, we could have had a better game against the Eagles.
I don't know. Maybe. But they lost to the Chiefs, and the Eagles whopped them. They just whooped them, didn't they? I mean, it was something else.
Bad.
It was
What was the score? 34 or 37? No, I know, but going into the second half.
Yeah, they didn't score
They didn't score third. Until the third. It was sad. Wasn't it in the 30s, like 34, 37, going into halftime?
Mahomes just was not himself last night. Throwing those two interceptions, that was a shocker, wasn't it? All right, we're going to get to a break here. How about that? Carl?
Yes.
I watched the national anthem last night, and I was, again, very disappointed. It was a very unusual version of the national anthem.
It's New Orleans-fied.
I didn't like it.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So if all goes to plan, when do you think families will be able to feel prices going down, groceries, energy, or are you kind of saying to them, hang on, inflation may get worse until it gets better?
No, I think we're going to become a rich nation. Look, we're not that rich right now. We owe $36 trillion. That's because we let all these nations take advantage of us. Same thing, like $200 billion with Canada. We owe we have a deficit with Mexico of $350 billion. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to let that happen.
Ah, thank you. Part of the interview, obviously, Brett Baer had on. Apparently, there was more to it, and they couldn't get to all of it during the brief period of time they were given during the Super Bowl. Donald Trump was cheered loudly last night, particularly when they took the shot of him like during the national anthem. Play cut six, Carl, please.
Let's fight for the ramparts.
That's when they showed Trump standing up there saluting during the national anthem. It was pretty awesome. It was a great shot. I was surprised that he was in a seat. Am I the only one that was surprised by that? I figured they would have him in a suite behind glass, sort of I'm sure the public couldn't get to him, but...
Well, he was still in a suite. He was just in the seat level of the suite.
Yeah, I guess he was outside watching it.
You're just surprised there wasn't some sort of barrier.
Yeah, I guess I was surprised.
Well, there
by
wasn't
that.
This... I mean, I understand this is very different, but Taylor Swift was sitting in a normal seat, it looked like.
I saw that, yeah. And she got booed at one point,
well,
didn't she?
Well, she did, but I'm sure that was just Eagles fans
probably.
Who were mad she's dating a Chiefs player.
Could be.
I don't think it was as many people who just don't like Taylor. There may have been a few who booed her for that reason.
She wins either way. She grew up outside of Philadelphia.
Mm.
So she grew up loving the Eagles.
Huh.
Well, then maybe it stung even more.
Well, to get back to why I played that sound from Trump there to begin with, though, was, he's talking about this trade deficit that we have with all these countries, including Canada. And Brett Baer says, well, you know, the Prime Minister of Canada was talking about you yesterday. And then he asked him this question. Listen.
You know, the Prime Minister said this weekend to a group of Canadian businessmen, he was at a private meeting, he said that your wish for Canada to be the 51st state is a, quote, real thing. Is it a real thing?
Yeah, it is. I think Canada would be much better off being a 51st state because we lose $200 billion a year with Canada, and I'm not going to let that happen. It's too much. Why are we paying $200 billion a year essentially in subsidy to Canada? Now, if they're a 51st state, I don't mind doing it.
If it was the 51st state, I wouldn't mind sending them $200 billion a year. But because they're not, it's a mast. Every time he speaks about these tariffs or foreign relations, it's a little bit of a masterclass in negotiation.
We've both learned, by the way, that you have to be careful when you're in front of a mic, because Trudeau was caught on a hot mic saying that.
Saying that.
It's a real thing.
That he thinks it's a real
thing. It's like, a real thing. Like, I don't see this ever happening, by the way.
Of course not.
It's not just like Gaza. He was telling everyone, oh, we're serious about Gaza. We're going to take control of it. It's not. These things are what they work because Trump uses them to his advantage because
yes.
People know that he is a man of his word and he might just be crazy enough to do it.
So you saw what's happening this week, right? I heard it on the Gordon Deal show on the way in. There's an emergency meeting of Arab states. They're getting together to have an emergency meeting. And under the guise of what are we going to do with all these Palestinian refugees? And my guess is part of the closed door discussions will be, oh my God, Donald Trump wants America to control Gaza. We can't let that happen. Which is exactly what Donald Trump was trying to get them to talk about. So stand by, because who knows what dime will drop next. We're never going to own Gaza. I don't believe that. Neither did J.J. Carafano on Friday, if you missed his interview. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim next hour. Hans von Spakovsky. We'll be right back.
Kim on a Whim.
At the restaurant Sunday in Brooklyn, something is missing. You won't find any plastic straws. These colorful straws are actually made out of thick, durable paper. Owner Todd Anani says he banned plastic ones for environmental reasons.
From time to time, you know, people do want that plastic straw. Again, once we tell them the why behind it, I think they change their mind a bit.
I'm sure a lot of restaurant owners, like that one guy you just heard from a Miami restaurant, are crying right now knowing what Trump plans to do this week, which, by the way, I think will be one of the best executive orders that he signs, and that is getting rid of what the Biden administration put in place last July. So this just happened, where they were trying to phase out the use of those single-use plastic straws, and they said, you know, you really need to switch to paper because that helps with climate change, which they are deathly afraid of. It helps the marine life, all of these things. And thankfully, Trump sees that those are nonsense, and he posted on Truth Social saying, I'll be signing an executive order next week ending the ridiculous push for paper straws, which don't work, back to plastic.
Yes, good for him.
It's not just that they're disgusting and basically melt in your mouth and dissolve and get all soggy and gross. But if you Google even this, because if you're just Googling for information like you Google the COVID vaccine, okay, you're not, what you initially find on Google is not going to likely be legitimate information. You really have to dig to get the other side that's not just from, in this case, Big Pharma.
Right.
But if you Google about these paper straws. They'll talk about how, oh yeah, there's this environmental benefit, but they also talk about how there are chemical concerns, that some of these paper straws contain chemicals in their coating, which could potentially get into the drinks and raise health concerns. And then they're also saying there's a production impact, that while paper is considered a renewable resource, the process of manufacturing that paper can still have environmental impacts like deforestation, water pollution, all those things. So I did find it interesting that even Google is acknowledging, okay, you know, yeah, this whole notion of the paper straws are the best thing ever, that they too have drawbacks.
Because, of course, you package them in a plastic sealed tube, right? I mean, that's how you get your straws. The paper straws at restaurants that they were giving you, where it came in a piece of plastic that you had to tear off and throw away anyway. I mean, it's silly season. Maybe with all that nonsense, they'll bring back straws at the zoo.
Yeah, I do not like that. I didn't know that until I went there. I guess it would have been last summer or over the fall. And
I guess they're afraid that if they dared to let a straw out of there, it would end up in one of the enclosures of one of the animals or something.
I asked somebody who works there, and they said there was an incident there apparently with one of the animals that either died or nearly died because of one of the straws, I guess. And they said that's what caused them to basically ban straws altogether. Like, they don't even do the paper straws.
Well, maybe that's a better excuse than saving the environment.
So several states have already banned these plastic straws. California, Maine, New York, Oregon, Washington, for example, have already said no. You've seen this push from restaurants. I'm sure there's some restaurants here in the St. Louis area where you will not find a plastic straw. I don't like that. And it's one of those things where you can ask for the normal plastic straw, but you just can see through their eyes, they're judging you. Like, oh, okay, so you care about your plastic straw more than you do the environment and the animals? And I want to be like, yes, I do.
Yeah, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Of course I care about animals. I care about the environment.
I have a dog.
But it doesn't mean that I can't have a plastic straw. They act like it's like the COVID. I go back to the COVID thing. It's like, well, you're a grandma killer if you don't get the COVID shot. It's like, you clearly hate animals and you clearly hate the environment if you dare drink out of a plastic straw.
Since you brought all this up, I'll bring this up. I got a notification. I got a notification this week, and I called them on Friday, that the city of O'Fallon is going back to single stream recycling. They haven't had it in a while, and my guess is the number of people recycling dropped off significantly because we moved into this new house, new to us house, and we had a recycle bin. It was already there, so we started using it. But if you put one wrong thing in it, they wouldn't take it. And then you were having to dig through the trash and get out what it is they don't want in there. And it just came to be such a pain in my rear end, I just canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, it's free. I'm like, I don't care if it's free. I'm not gonna go to the trouble of doing that if you're going to not empty it. So what you'll get in there as a result of that is more stuff in the landfill, because I'm just not going to go to all that trouble. And now they're reinstituting single stream recycling.
Well, here's the thing. Even a number of communities, by the way, in the St. Charles County area, but everywhere, they make it very difficult. I mean, that was the same case with my parents' house. Like, no one on that street recycles because they just make it. It's, I don't even know if it's free there, but they just make it so incredibly difficult. And I grew up recycling, but even, and I talked about this for a previous Kim on a Whim, maybe a year ago at this point, but even CBS News did this really big report about how recycling is not what they make it out to be.
No,
that
not
there's
anymore.
So much that they claim that can be recycled and it really can't. I'm not saying don't recycle at all. That's not what I'm trying to insinuate, but it's just not what they make it out to be. And that seems deceiving to me.
Well, there was a time when they were recycling this stuff, and actually there was a market for it. China would buy it, a lot of these recyclables, and then they stopped buying it. And so, therefore, single-stream recycling requires a lot of man-hours because you got to hire somebody to separate all that stuff out into different piles once it gets to the recycling center. And because they were no longer making money on it, then, therefore, they didn't want to do it anymore, and I guess you can't blame them for that. So I don't know what spurred this change in O'Fallon's policy, for example, but I'll entertain getting a recycling bin again if it's single stream recycling.
Mm-hmm. Do people even realize that you can't recycle a pizza box? Because
apparently
it has
not.
All
no, the, they don't.
And if you throw it in there, yeah. They were going through our garbage. They would open up the lid and look, and if there was a piece of cardboard in there, they'd close the lid and
just move on.
No,
but you could recycle cardboard. I thought it was because of the food, all the gunk from the pizza. So if you had like a frozen pizza that didn't have any of that, you'd be fine. But let's say you ordered Domino's or Pizza Hut. Yeah, like you said, all the cheese and stuff, the oils, that's why you can't recycle that.
Yeah.
There's just so many nuances in it, and
Carl, what's your one thing?
You know.
Showing up when the company wants us to.
Our company started a policy around COVID, back during COVID, called What's Your One Thing? And as a result of that policy, they want to know what's your one thing you're doing for the environment. They got rid of all of the plastic utensils and all of the paper plates and all that stuff out of our kitchen area and replaced it all with glassware in the middle of COVID. Like at a time when you don't want to be reusing a glass the other person drank from potentially. But recently our dishwasher died and it took him a couple days to replace it. And they had to go out and buy like all plasticware and paper plates and all of that stuff again. And hopefully it stays that way.
It's been nice having the plastic stuff.
It has been nice having that back. But that's when it goes a little bit too far. The good intentions go a little bit too far there sometimes. I'm glad that's over. That's a good point. Let's all go buy some plastic straws. My wife has very sensitive teeth. So she uses a straw to get the liquid, hot or cold, past her teeth into her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And she just got to the point where those paper straws will disintegrate after a while.
Right.
She just carries a plastic, like a rubber.
Reusable
straw.
Right, like a metal straw that you have a little plastic top on. Huh. I think a lot of people do that because I know a number of girls in particular who will drink coffee, like hot, which I find this weird, but they'll drink hot coffee with a straw because they don't want it to stain their teeth. And so.
Oh.
That's one thing. They'll do like a smoothie, something like that, you know.
Or ruin their lipstick.
Or I guess.
Maybe that's.
I haven't worn lipstick in quite some time, but yes, that's true. It would also be because of lipstick concerns.
All right. Good stuff. Coming up, we are going to get to this issue in the Fort Zumwalt schools of co-ed bathrooms. Does it work? Does it not work? Is it the height of silly season? Will Donald Trump personally come in and fix it? I don't know. We're going to talk about it this morning with a parent from the district at 7:35. Stay tuned for that. We'll be right back. Did you see the Super Bowl ad with Van Halen in it last night?
I did.
Yes. Which one was it? I don't even remember.
It was a car one.
Yeah, I think so. I was just happy. It was a Jeep?
Was it the Harrison Ford one?
Might have been. I don't think so. I don't know if it was
where
or not.
He whispered his last name.
But yeah, even though my
I
name
love
is
James Ford.
That was pretty good. Yeah. I wondered what he was talking about when the ad came on, and then he goes outside and there's a Jeep sitting there. I'm like, I was hoping
with
it was something else.
With zero ducks on it.
Yeah, exactly.
All my friends were like, where are the ducks? That's a Jeep.
1978, this Van Halen, what we end up calling Van Halen 1 came out. That's why we're playing this, Kim. This is the anniversary of the album hitting the air.
Hitting the stores.
I have no
eruption.
Clue what Van Halen looks like.
Ah. There's two of them.
I have no idea what they look like. But I did find, I don't remember that commercial at all, but there were some good commercials.
No, they weren't in it.
Oh.
Just their music.
Yeah. There were a couple good commercials, and then there were just like the weird commercials, like the one with Snoop Dogg and Tom Brady in it talking about
hate.
You. Why do you hate people? I don't know. A lot of people hate me. I don't hate a lot of people. I don't. They disagree with you. And they think they have a right to hate you, right? I don't know. You get all kinds of hate for having an opinion.
Yeah, I was surprised I wasn't that surprised Snoop Dogg did it, but I was a little surprised Tom Brady agreed to do that. I'm sure money speaks, so I'm sure he was paid a good amount of money to do that.
I guess. I assume they all were.
That's what my friends were saying last night about, why are the Manning brothers whores for everything now?
So, that's interesting. We had that conversation last night. If you watched the game, there was a... before the Super Bowl, they showed a competition that had happened supposedly that afternoon with a field goal kicking contest between Eli and Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning's ball bounced off the upright, and Eli Manning's ball went right down central. So he won. And they made it sound like it happened right before the game, like today, as in today. But before the game was over, there was a commercial with Eli Manning riding a float down Bourbon Street, mm-hmm. bragging about beating his brother in a field goal kicking contest. So clearly that was all staged.
No, I'm days guessing ago. They filmed two versions of that commercial.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Because that was a lot of money.
But there was betting on that because this is the third year they did it. The first year was Gronk trying to do it, and he missed. And then I think Gronk did it the second year, and I think he missed again. So he actually got people that are better football players than him.
Huh. I guess.
It's a betting site.
I thought one of the best commercials, there were a couple, but one of them was the sloth one.
That was interesting. Where they're all kind of
moving slow. It's funny because like you don't even remember what the commercial was for. I mean, I remember there being a Michelob Ultra commercial and thinking it was good at first, and then it kind of just dragged on too long. But it was like it had to have been a full minute. They must have paid 30 seconds cost these companies $8 million. So yeah. Did they pay $16 million for a minute long commercial?
I got to tell you, if I'm Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. I don't know how much money they got paid to do that, but I might have said no. I didn't realize how old those two were. I got to be honest with you.
That's why they had Sidney Sweeney in the commercial.
What's that?
That's why they had Sidney Sweeney in the commercial.
Okay.
A lot younger than both of them.
Well, yes. Yeah, that was replaying that scene was pretty. I'll have what she's having. Did you see that one?
Yeah. Are you talking about
Sleepless in Seattle? Wasn't that the movie?
When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, When Harry Met Sally.
I've seen that movie. It's been a while, but I've seen it.
Yeah. The restaurant scene where she fakes some sexual response to right there in the restaurant. Men. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd have
and
to
that's Rob Reiner's
that.
Mother that says that in the movie.
Oh, is it really?
He directed the movie.
I never would have known that, Carl. Thank you for
pointing
that out.
But in the commercial, they had Sidney Sweeney, so people under the age of, I don't know, 40 would go, oh.
Oh, there's Sidney Sweeney.
There's Sidney Sweeney. Oh, and Ethan just texted me. You guys are stealing all of my stories for In Other News.
Oh, sorry, Ethan. Well, I mean, it happened last night. We'll be talking about it all morning, so don't feel bad about that. Carl, do you know what I did on, let's see here. Let me see if I can pull it up. Do you know what I did on
Friday?
Saturday night? I got to figure out if I can play this.
Did you go to the hockey game?
What's that now?
Did you go to the hockey game?
I did not. I did not go to the hockey game. I went to a little bar in St. Charles called Redfish Bluefish, which I never heard of before. I'll have to admit, there was no Dr. Seuss music going on there. There was a band called Conquest.
Oh,
that was outstanding. Playing this tiny little bar, I my ears are still ringing from
it. Been around a long time.
But my friend Richie, who listens to the show all the time and comments on the socials, is a guitar god. The guy is a fantastic guitar player, and they ask him to come out there and play with them. They got a couple of songs where the lead singer, who also plays guitar, needed to concentrate on singing, and the guitar parts are kind of challenging. So they brought my friend Richie up on stage, and it was awesome. He just nailed it. Guess who else I saw out there, Carl?
I don't know.
A Real Rock Turbrock.
Oh.
Tommy Turbrock was out there last night, Saturday night.
Hi, Tom.
Talking about this. Here's just a sample of it, and we'll see how this plays here. Hold on.
It's the priest.
Anyway, great job, Richie. Fantastic. Great seeing everybody out there. And it was a good time. My ears are still ringing because they had it cranked up in a very small bar.
Is that like a dive bar?
I don't know. I guess you could refer to it as that. I don't know.
Did they have a stage?
A little strip mall bar. They did have a small stage up front. And, you know, these guys sounded like they should be playing in something someplace larger, like the Factory or somewhere like that. They were really good. Conquest did a fantastic job. And they played a lot of their own stuff. Apparently, they got a lot of original music. But what they were doing last night, apparently, they're going to Pops or something coming up. To Pops?
Big venue.
Yeah. They're going to be playing out there soon.
I was with our friend Smitty at the hockey game.
Nice. How's he doing?
He wants to talk to you.
Excellent. I hope so. I've been texting him. He's been ignoring me. I don't know why. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to our friend Hans von Spakovsky. Talk to him about whether Donald Trump has the authority to ban pennies. Because that's what he said this weekend. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.